Well, as we've been hearing this week in a series of reports on NPR, one in every three murders in the U.S. goes unsolved. Today we go to Cleveland, where it's been 130 days since that city saw a mass homicide. Five African-Americans killed in and around a house on Cleveland's east side. Public attention shifted to another headline, the shooting death of 12-year-old African-American Tamir Rice by a white Cleveland police officer. Today, police are no closer to solving the case of the five also killed that same weekend. Dave Molpis from Here and Now contributor WCP. PN reports.
Jelante Johnson, a soft-spoken 24-year-old, lost a brother, Jerio, and his mother, Sherita Johnson, in the quintuple murder.
She was 41. She was 28 weeks pregnant. And my brother, he was 18. The 60-year-old guy, his name is Lamont Bryant. That was my youngest brother, father. And Shaylana Williams, she was a friend of my brother's. So that's four people. Five, including the baby that was killed on November 21st. And my sister, she was also shot, but she survived.
The 9-year-old sister walked in on the shooter after three inside the house were already dead. He then fired at her. A bullet grazed her, and she ran. The masked gunman next turned his aim on the mother outside in her car. Two bullets struck her. A 2-year-old in the back seat was unharmed.
Nobody seen this coming. Nobody in my family ever been killed. And I honestly could say publicly, there's nothing my family has done, nothing my brother has done. And I'm not just saying this because my brother, but he was super, super quiet, super, super nice.
Johnson can imagine only one explanation. The shooter came to the wrong house.
I just don't believe it was supposed to be, you know, that house, that was whatever the target was or anything. I don't believe that it was meant to be there.
Police have no comment on that theory or any other possible motive.
None that I can share right now.
Cleveland Police Spokesman Sergeant Ali Pillow in an interview last week. 4 months into their investigation, police have no suspects. They have no further description of the masked gunman. No significant leads.
It is still an open investigation, and we're just following up on whatever leads we have. It is a difficult case. The one witness we had is a child. The location of the crime, as much as there were not neighbors close by, and there's a lot of space in between the home and the next nearest neighbor.
There's a $27,000 reward for information leading to an arrest, but the tip lines haven't been ringing off the hook. Jelante Johnson organized a march through his neighborhood on New Year's Day. Only a few dozen people turned out. Local media largely ignored the story after a couple days' initial coverage. Reporters were busy with coverage of Tamir Rice, the 12-year-old African-American brandishing a pellet gun in a park, who was shot by a white police officer. Hundreds took to the streets in protest. They shut down rush hour traffic repeatedly and raged at city officials for weeks. Johnson says he can't help but notice the contrast.
I don't want to take any light or any attention away from your family, but at the same time, when that happened, it's like everyone forgot about what happened the day before.
Cleveland's Yvonne Porter, a nationally known anti-violence activist, knows that kind of frustration well. She waited 30 years for the man who raped and killed her teenage daughter to be identified and arrested.
Couldn't believe that as a society, no one was as alarmed as I was that it was a killer walking around in the streets. Wouldn't everyone want to know who that person is?
No matter where you live, Pointer says nothing ever prepares you for the murder of a loved one.
It's almost as if you are thrown off a cliff without a parachute, and you see the ground rising up to meet you, and on the way down, you're trying to come up with a plan as to how not to splatter.
Again, Jelante Johnson.
It's not real. I feel like a dream.
Johnson has custody of his 9-year-old sister now. She's maintaining, he says, but he worries.
Because she's at that age where she will remember, you know, sitting in the car with my mom like that until the ambulance came with my mom deceased in the front seat. I can only imagine what picture she got daily popping up in her head or thoughts.
Johnson prays for someone to come forward with information about the murders. Anyone who knows something and doesn't talk, he says, is as guilty as the one who pulled the trigger. For Here and Now, I'm David Malpas in Cleveland.